Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Used to be, you know, all things in God's time, but yeah, we're figuring out it's all things in Pastor Chris's time.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Yep.
The
yep.
last thing he wanted was a hard time. And so you, that's you the first thing I give him because, you know, that's who I am.
It's true.
We all fall short. It's, you know, my flaws are very evident. That's the thing.
Oh, yeah. Was I not supposed to agree with that part?
No.
Okay,
you're
I'm
not.
Sorry.
No, that's why they call it self deprecating.
Oh.
That's the kind of the self part.
I was just trying to help you.
I'll explain it later.
Okay.
It is 8:07. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Greg and I were just talking a little while ago about, oh my gosh, where's the time going? We're at the end of September already. And that, of course, reminds us that good things happen at the end of September. And one is the pumpkin patch. Good morning and welcome. Pastor Chris from the Gainesville Church of God. How are you doing?
Good morning, Bob. It's good to be here. Thank you for inviting me back in into the show to talk about Buy a Pumpkin, Feed a Child, and meeting the needs for some kids here getting locally in the community and around the world.
And you were getting to test your patience a little bit with Gainesville area traffic. It's always a good time, but we're glad you made it here in plenty of time. And yes, once again, Buy a Pumpkin, Feed a Child is going to be underway Saturday morning, right?
That's right. This Saturday morning at 9 a.m. we open up for our 15th year. We're really expecting a great year, a great opportunity to invest in our community and to meet some needs.
If you've ever traveled up and down Northwest 39th Avenue, a major corridor in Gainesville, and you can't miss it. The pumpkin patch from you know, the end of September all the way through October 31st, you can't miss the amount of pumpkins, the variety of pumpkins, and all the other things that you bring to the table to make it such a wonderful experience for anybody that gets involved and the families. And so there's no charge for this, right?
Absolutely not. We invite everybody to come in, have some low-tech fun, take pictures for their social media. We have a lot of new photo ops this year, some new stuff for kids to do, and just to enjoy family time or time outside. No tablets, no game stations, just plenty of good old-fashioned fun and excitement. And at the same time, it's a win-win. You get to help somebody else out in need at the same time.
If you're listening to this message right now, the biggest thing you need to remember is buy a pumpkin, feed a child. .com because all the pertinent information that you're going to need is in there. But since I have you here, Pastor Chris, so who benefits from this event?
Sure, we are have communities, organizations here in the community, the Backpack Program, the Alachua Food for Kids Program. There are Salvation Army, other organizations around here, the Heart of Florida Youth Ranch, and other organizations that we support here locally, as well as 22 countries around the world. 100% of the proceeds from the patch, none of it stays in our church or our organization. 100% of the proceeds go back out to other places to help hungry kids around the world.
So you've got, I know Guatemala benefits. The Navajo tribe is where you actually get the pumpkins, so they benefit.
Exactly right. New Mexico, the Navajo Indian reservation out there, the Navajo tribe, they grow all of our pumpkins, and that by us being in partnership with them, we were able to help them as well. Plus, there's a lot of like places around the world, the former Soviet bloc countries, a lot of those countries were involved in because there's a lot of poverty in those places now.
Try to get Bibles in there and stuff?
We do. We try to sow the good news of Jesus Christ as well as meet a felt need in those people's lives. And we find that when we are feeding people's children or meeting people's felt needs, it opens up an opportunity for us to be able to tell them about the good news.
Yeah, and look, and I want to give people more information. I just quickly, you know, I know you've been a pastor for a long time and very active in the community. You know, are you feeling any effects of Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, of just, you know, how his group has grown to begin with, and then obviously being in the news with the awful assassination, but what followed it, you know, members of you know, politicians getting up there and speaking from the heart about their faith. I mean, what are your thoughts on that, I guess, and are you feeling any effect in terms of, you know, people attending church?
When it happened, one of the first things I said in our church is I felt like that the devil overplayed his hand. I really feel like in the attempt to silence a voice, it just released a lot of people to proclaim their faith, from the vice president or Marco Rubio, in essence, sharing the gospel story in a minute and a half at the end of his speech at the memorial service. I really feel like it's released people who may have even been hesitant to talk about their faith, or people to re-engage their faith, have now stepped up and said, I feel like prodigals are coming home, people are coming back to church, and I really feel like it's what the enemy meant for evil, God's turned around for good. That's the way I feel about it, and that's what I'm seeing.
I mean, back in the day, you know, when I was growing up, Ronald Reagan made it cool to wave the flag and talk about God again. I mean, you know, and I felt the effects of that, and I benefited from the effects of that. And I see that kind of wave coming back to America. And I mean, I guess you just encapsulated with the things that you're talking about. Yeah, people who maybe have gotten away from the faith a little bit. And I always try to reach out to people and say, you know, there's some people who are anti-religious, and there may be a reason for that. They may have had a very bad experience either with a church or with people involved in a church, or with relatives who were quote-unquote churchgoers who maybe weren't living up to their best standards and they were mistreated by those people. I try to tell them, look for that personal relationship first. Get that, and then that will help you to find a church that's a good fit for you. Is that good advice?
That's excellent advice. I think that, you know, it's all about a relationship with Jesus Christ. And I am impressed or amazed that I never thought in my lifetime I'd see politicians, people like I said, the statements by Marco Rubio that are so overtly spiritual and personal about their relationship with Jesus Christ. And that's really what we're interested in.
Well, when I talk about Donald Trump, and, you know, I remember evangelicals all upset, no, this guy is not good and he doesn't represent this and that. And I said, God calls the unqualified, because I learned that. And I mean, you were a state trooper. Who would have known you'd be running a very successful church now?
Well, I'm honored for that, for you to say that. I'm thankful that God does qualify us. He takes those people who are willing to be used by him, and he qualifies us. And that's what the grace and mercy of Jesus Christ is all about.
And it's about giving back. We've all been blessed. And it's fun when you can give back and you get something out of it, like a pumpkin. You get your pumpkins from the Navajos in New Mexico. You mentioned that.
Yes, sir.
I want to know the secret. I have a pumpkin from 6 years ago that's still perfect.
That's
no,
close.
It is crazy
it
how
is
much
close.
Longer they last.
We were having that conversation the other day. You, I, and somebody else here, I think it might have been, it doesn't matter. We all came to that same conclusion.
Yeah.
It's like, it's amazing how long that thing sat on my
used
back porch.
To, used
it was great.
It used to be like 2 days after, you know, Halloween or whatever.
Yes, right.
That thing was rotten.
Right. Yeah.
It was rotten out there. But I don't know whatever it is, but these things are sturdy. They're sturdy pumpkins.
Well, thank you for saying that. We got some other stuff like the fresh baked pumpkin bread. I bought a little sample in here today.
Oh, is that new? Pumpkin bread?
Yeah, our favorite.
We want to bless people with that as well. And stuff. We added some other concessions like fresh squeezed lemonade and some other things like that. We want to invite you out. Try it again for the first time. If you've been before, come back. We got some new stuff out there. We got a new inflatable for those people that have children. And all the proceeds go, like I said, to help those in need. So we wanted to bless you, but we wanted to bless some other people as well.
Well, if my grandson gets anywhere close to town, of course, you know, they live in the Tampa Bay area, but what a photo op that would be. So think about that. Bounce houses, cornhole, football toss. It's a great family environment. And bring the kids, giant inflatable slide. They got, who's the guy brings out all the tomater and all that? You've got
Coates.
Yeah.
James Coates always helps us out. He's been a big supporter of our endeavor. Brought tomater out from the beginning, and he brings out on Superhero Day, he'll bring out a lot of Star Wars characters and memorabilia. It's a really an amazing day.
And I will say, and we've kind of glossed over it this time, but we've talked about it so much in the past, the pumpkin bread is worth the event in itself. If you just drive there and get pumpkin bread, you will thank us later, and it all goes to these great causes. Pastor Chris, always, always a pleasure, my friend.
Well, thanks for having me, Bob, you, Greg, Nick, for always in supporting our endeavor.
Nick,
and for
we're not sharing
with
bread with
no,
Nick.
No.
If he's not here, we can't break bread with him, and we're not going to send it to him either. Although, actually, you did last year.
We mailed him some or shipped him some last year.
Make him work for it, man. Make him get it.
Yeah, come on.
He's a good guy. He's been really good to us.
Yeah, we've heard that.
Yeah, he told us.
Thank you, Pastor Chris. Hey, bottom line, ready? Buy a pumpkin, feed a child.com. All the information you need right there. It's 8:16. We got a ton of stuff to get to. More special guests coming up later. Yep, I'll let you know all about it next on 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I wasn't eating pumpkin bread.
Not much.
Actually, I wasn't.
Yep.
But I was about to.
Uh-huh.
Greg said, wait.
You're on.
You got the show thing. You got this gig.
Uh-huh.
You got to do. Good morning and welcome, my friends. It is 8:22. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we know you're busy, so we make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts, like Apple, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe. So some of the stories we've been talking about, the Tylenol controversy, it is not a controversy. They posted way back in 2017 that they don't recommend pregnant women take the product. Bingo. End of story. End of controversy. Let's move on. Secret Service investigating. Why did the escalator stop right when President Trump got on it at the UN? I think there is something behind it. I don't know that it was malicious. I think it was just kind of, you know, somebody maybe in some position of power. And I don't mean very powerful. I mean, like, you know, somebody that was maybe in maintenance even that's like, yeah, I hate that guy.
Because you don't believe in coincidences.
No, there's no such thing.
And what are the odds? Are you seriously? No.
And then the UN said, oh, yeah, well, we think it was a videographer actually with the Trump people that went to the top of the escalator and then maybe accidentally bumped the emergency cutoff thing.
Okay. It could have happened.
Well, if it did, wouldn't that be a fairly easy thing to determine? Are you telling me there's not cameras covering every inch of the internal, you know, workings of the United Nations? Come on, man.
You mean like the Pentagon?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if that's a great example,
but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You know.
So there would be, I would think, some video evidence of a videographer who accidentally hit a button.
Yes.
I guess it's possible. All right, but again, we're gonna move forward on that. All right, Democrats continue to demonize ICE, and then are they shocked when people are taking shots at ICE members? And this is not, it's not a one off, not a two off. This is a kind of a trending type event. I mean, when they call these people, you know, the ICE officers that are doing a tough job, they're, you know that they're doing a job. that they're asked to perform, and it's from the federal level, and they're engaging in making sure that laws are followed that are set by the Congress of the United States of America. They didn't sign up and go, hey, I want to be on that group that can, you know, rip apart families and punish people for no reason.
Gestapo, they call them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You call somebody Gestapo, and then you wonder why somebody who's not completely mentally with it takes shots at them or tries to kill them or doxes, puts their addresses out there where their families could be harmed and stuff. And this, there's not two sides to this issue. There's not. Sometimes there are two sides, politically. A lot of things and policies and stuff, there could be two sides. There's not two sides to this. The rhetoric and the hate speech is clearly coming from the left. We've made examples of it for years on this show. We've seen it escalate. We've seen Maxine Waters go out there and go, yeah, if you see Republicans are part of this administration, these Republicans gathering, whether it's at a gas station or whether they're dining, get in their face. I mean, they continually bang that message home. And yeah, it's not a stretch to think that somebody who's a little bit not, you know, 100% with it is going to react in a way. And it's not like we're guessing, well, you know, violence could actually occur because of their strong rhetoric. We said it would, and it started happening, and it's still happening, and they still keep up with the hate rhetoric on the left. Davis Gainesville, Chevrolet Skylines, and Shep, you're on the air.
I want to bring up a few differences. They keep calling them Nazis, and they're rounding up innocents. No. Let's go. They are not sending people to places like Auschwitz, Buchenwald, and they are rounding up people who are here illegally and sending them out of the country. The Nazis in Nazi Germany, when they were rounding up the Jews, those Jews were legal German citizens not bothering anyone. They were simply living their lives, working their jobs, running their businesses, practicing their faith, and pretty much keeping to themselves and obeying the law. These people are being, yes, they are being rounded up. Yes, they are being deported. They are not being loaded into cattle cars and sent to the gas chamber. Okay? Let's get that out of the way. These people are not being killed. They are not sent to internment camps. They are not being dressed in striped uniforms that look like pajamas. They are not being used for slave labor. They are simply being deported to their home countries or another country that will accept them.
Yep. That's exactly right. 828 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And some of the things we're going to talk about, to be called a lawless marauder by a country that is big time supporters of terrorism, that might rub you the wrong way. I'll share it with you next on 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's make it a great day. Come on. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 8:36. We've got a lot more coming up. Also, my friend Betsy Papine is going to join us at the top of the 9 o'clock hour, 9 o'clock stretch, kick it off with a big, big golf tournament that if you... If you call yourself a golfer and you're even a hack like me, it doesn't matter. Anybody in between, where this event is going to take place, man, it is a pleasure. It's been years for me, but it's such a pleasure anyway. But the most important thing is the charitable work that Betsy Papine and her organization, Papine Gives, does. And she's going to be joining us in right about 30 minutes from right now. Mm-hmm. Hey, what's the deal here with Iran? Iran... is the number one state sponsor of terrorism, just in case you didn't know. And basically, after the UN meeting, referring to us as the lawless marauders. And
oh, my goodness.
Though this says everything you kind of need to know about the weakness of the UN. The UN and the president, President Trump, really, he said, what potential? What potential the United Nations has had, what they have still moving forward? And although some people say he really slammed them, and he did. He did in many ways. But he still, overall, his message was still one of optimism, really, what influence they could have. But they got to get things right. And, you know, when you give a forum or let somebody sit on the chair for the human rights part of the UN, and it's like, yeah, these countries rotate. Oh, Iran, it's your turn. It's mm-hmm. like, yeah, they're going to represent the United Nations, that whole concept, right, and tell us about human rights violations.
Terrorists.
It's just gross in many different ways, and it's just irritating, I guess, mm-hmm. to hear about it. Hey, I want to remind you because somebody called earlier and said they were having trouble getting the station, and then that happens, atmospherics, yeah, different things. But the bottom line is that the Bob Rose Show is now a podcast. You know, we've been streaming for a long time. We've been doing the podcast for a while now. And yeah, I just want to remind you that you can find us anytime on Apple Podcast, Spotify, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, wherever you get your pods. You can catch the full episode, or you can listen to individual hours, or you can jump straight to the highlights. And that's easy because it's only like five a morning. But just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Bob Rose Show, and hit the follow button so that you can get every minute of the show your way and on your time without any other issues.
That's right.
You know, in all fairness, too, they don't make radios as high quality as they used to, like the tuning section of a radio. I don't know if you've noticed that over the years, that how the radios just don't perform. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, if you invested in like a nice home stereo, sure, and that kind of setup. But in general, yeah, they kind of, it was one of the areas where they said, yeah, people probably won't even notice.
Mm-hmm.
But they do.
We notice.
It does make a difference.
That's right.
All right. Marty chuckling.
Yes.
Could turn into a cackle. Could.
Oh,
even,
no.
Do you know where I'm going?
I know. Yes. Yes.
New book?
Is there a salad buffet involved here?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, salad buffet where it's mostly not so much lettuce, but a lot of words.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of words.
Yeah, yeah. Word salad almost.
Word salad. Yeah, yeah. Former Vice President Kamala Harris has repeated a blatant lie about her 2024 election performance while on her book promotion media tour, falsely claiming that the results were the closest of the 21st century. The failed presidential candidate made the statements this week while promoting her new book, 107 Days, on ABC's The View. She was also on MSNBC's The Rachel Maddow Show. I believe she also, didn't she do Joe, Goofbag Joe?
We
in the
don't know
whatever
who
his name is.
We don't know who all she's done.
By the way, another piece of what is unprecedented, and a bit of historical about the race. This is her being quoted.
Okay.
By the way, another piece of what is unprecedented and a bit historical about the race is the closest presidential race in the 21st century in terms of outcome.
Okay.
If she wouldn't have said in terms of outcome, I would have defended her, and I would have said, I think she means the closest between being announced as the candidate.
Right.
And the end of the election period, election mm-hmm. day, that would be a short period of time. I don't know that I would use the term closest, but right, if you think about it, It is a short time frame, the closest from being announced as the candidate.
Right.
Because remember, she was announced as a Democrat candidate. There wasn't a primary.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Democracy?
Every vote almost counted.
But there weren't any.
But there weren't any.
Any.
So,
no.
Yeah. No, just appointed to be the candidate.
But that, and really, I know she likes to fall back on that. You've still been the VP for 4 years, which is always the plan. Eventually, you want to be the president. It's not like you were some unknown coming out of nowhere. Nobody knew what you thought or how intelligent you were.
I've got to tell you that if you want to look at it like time constraints and she looks at it as that's the enemy, let me tell you something. Time itself absolutely was your enemy. The more time people had to see you, have you exposed to answering questions, or I should say non-answers, how did you think that that would end up garnering you more support and more votes?
No,
it was all the more you talked, the more time you would have had, the more it would have worked against you. But is she really trying to get away with saying this is one of the closest elections in terms of outcome? I don't know where it ranks on the list, but I think it's pretty far down there. And again, I don't know where she came up with that. I think she does really speak. And when she speaks, she's not really thinking about what she's saying. She just, you know, she had to put an end to it. And so she said, in terms of outcome, she couldn't possibly mean that. Even as mistaken as she has been and wrong that she has been and giving non-answers, I really don't, I got to give her the benefit of the doubt. Did she really mean in terms of outcome? Was she actually really trying to sell the idea that this election was close?
But think about the left, though, Bob. As you've said, they will say whatever they want to say. And they'll keep repeating it, and we're just supposed to believe it, even though when we know that's not true.
Yeah, the girls on the View, they went along with like everything they said. They nodded. They go, yeah, that's true. I mean, you talk about not challenging a person or trying to seek anything that would be true.
Yeah,
I mean, of course not. They just and I don't. I would be shocked if the book actually really sold at all. She apparently didn't like her running mate, Macho Man Tampon Tim. she wanted a real Macho Man.
Yeah,
Pete Buttigieg.
You get a rim shot, except that's true.
Well, yeah,
That's the scary part.
It's not a joke.
No, it's not. It sounds like one.
It does.
It would have been a joke.
Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, and Steve, you're on the air.
Hey, Bob, I got to correct you on one thing. They did have a primary, and President Biden was elected as the winner of that primary, but the Democrats decided to save democracy by completely eviscerating it and throwing out every legally cast vote and appointing Kamala Harris.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so some votes and some elections count.
Yeah.
Unless things are just done by appointment.
Yeah.
Which, wait a second. It must be Trump's fault. Isn't he the guy trying to destroy democracy? Trump did it.
He is the authoritarian.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, there's not going to be an election. Governor Newsom said there's not going to be a 2028 election. Okay. Now we know why.
Okay.
Because they are in the habit of appointing people, not via primary.
Ooh.
Hmm. Interesting.
Uh-huh.
All right. More headlines on the way. More information coming up. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And it's Thursday, and we're going to make it just another wonderful day in paradise on 97.3 The Sky. Shaping up to be another great one, my friends. Good morning. Welcome. It's 8:51 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And we want to give you an update. What's going on in the tropics? Like, wow, we've been very lucky all season long. Hasn't been a lot of action. And our friends at Radiant Credit Union have been, you know, with us and helping us to get the message out about, you know, tropical weather updates, what's going on. And lo and behold, you know, this happened yesterday. We had a tropical, basically a depression forming, and now it is officially a tropical storm. So it gets a name, Umberto. Anyway, you're looking at sustained winds, 45 miles an hour, and the movement is northwest at 10 miles an hour. Now, all the models, I believe, or at least the vast majority, have this thing, you know, curving in toward the into the Atlantic and getting a little closer to the U.S., but then it begins that big turn and curve, and it doesn't look like this is going to be a threat. We'll keep an eye on it, but it doesn't look like it's going to be the issue. The one we really want to keep an eye on is now disturbance one, which yesterday was disturbance two, not to confuse, but anyway, now, and these are recent numbers, with a 90% chance of cyclone formation in 7 days. This is Central Caribbean, Southwestern Atlantic, referring to it as AL-94, tropical wave producing large area disorganized showers and thunderstorms, gusty winds across portions of the Dominican Republic, and the Turks and Caicos Islands, and an area of low pressure expected to form along the wave tonight or early Friday as it moves near the southeast Bahamas. So what that could mean is, well, things are expected to develop, and this could become a strong tropical storm or maybe even a hurricane. And the problem is it's in fairly close proximity to us here in the Sunshine State, especially if you're, say, in South Florida. So this is going to need a little bit extra attention, and I think tomorrow may help us to, you know, get a pretty good idea of what kind of threat it's going to be. But also, you want to keep an eye on it, honestly, over the weekend as well. And that's what we do. And, you know, thanks to our friends at Radiant Credit Union for a tropical weather update. Because, yeah, this disturbance number one, otherwise known as AL-94, we need to keep an eye on that thing. 90% chance of formation, cyclone formation, ooh, in 7 days. Yeah. All right. One of the other top stories, the attack on ICE in Dallas, and considered another despicable assault on law and order. It is. The epidemic of leftist political violence must end. Democrats have fostered an environment of evil, emboldening radicals to kill, steal, and destroy. But we will never surrender. That from Texas Governor Greg Abbott, said that his state supports immigration enforcement officers and that the shooter's actions will not slow our arrest, detention, or deportation of illegal immigrants. We will work with ICE and the Dallas Police Department to get to the bottom of the assassin's motives. And also, apparently it was released an image showing a magazine of rounds that feature anti-ICE messaging. And this is this, you know, kind of a copycat type thing, mm-hmm, as some of the rounds were found near Charlie Kirk, where the gunman was, where he was assassinated. So
the alleged gunman.
Yeah, alleged. But again, we're in a place where,
yeah, I don't usually like that word when we think something is so obvious, but yeah, I don't know. We got questions.
There are questions, and here's the frustrating part. Will we get answers? Will we get accurate answers, honest answers? Will mm-hmm. we get the T word? Will we get the truth? And it has been lacking for so long.
You mentioned earlier Vegas. We forget how many years that's been, and we still don't really know all what happened there.
Yeah, and of course, you know, the Epstein thing that keeps popping up.
Sure.
For political reasons or otherwise.
Yeah.
I mean, now there is no list, was the latest we heard, after we've been hearing about a list mm-hmm. for how many years now?
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Right.
Was there a list?
No, he just he procured them just for himself, is what we were told.
Come on.
I know.
It is difficult to be a truth teller, especially or even though that's all you're trying to pursue. Just searching for the truth. It is so much harder now than it seems like it's ever been, but we're not going to stop. We're not going to slow down. We're going to keep on pushing. 9 o'clock stretch is coming up. Very special guest, Betsy Pepine, is going to join us in the studio in mere moments and talk about some pretty good and important things. Next on 97.3, The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.